A 22-foot-long totem pole on the back of a truck is heading up I-5 from Seattle. It's coming all the way from the coal mines of Montana's Powder River Basin and will finish its journey north of Vancouver, B.C. The totem pole represents tribal opposition to coal exports in the region. There are two proposed coal terminals in Washington and one in Oregon. The largest one could be built next to the Lummi tribal lands north of Bellingham. The coal would arrive by train and then be shipped to Asia. Correspondent Ashley Ahern sat down with Jewel James on his way through Seattle. James is the master carver behind the totem pole and a tribal leader of the Lummi Nation. 10 years ago, he carved totem poles as a symbol of solidarity and healing for the victims of 9/11 and drove those totem poles to Washington, D.C. and New York. Ashley asked him why he's making this journey across the Northwest.
We know a lot of people are going to be impacted by the coal that's going to be transported by train. Various organizations, Indian tribes, and citizens. And so we're hoping to organize and help build coalitions with those voices so that we have a greater voice and we have greater access to speaking out. We know that we all have constitutional rights to assemble and to petition our grievance, and we're hoping that this route that we're taking will help unify people all along the train route from Montana, Oregon, Washington State, and even up into British Columbia.
That must draw some eyes when a 20-foot totem pole pulls into town on a large truck. Tell me a little bit about the reactions you're getting sort of from the average person walking down the street.
Well, you know, the average person really appreciates the totem pole, and they love looking at it and touching it. But I think the greatest experience is when the children come forward. You know, children are so innocent, and they just admire it, and they reach out and touch it. And we've watched little children bless the pole themselves in their own ways. Those moments make the whole thing worth it because we're trying to protect the environment for the future generations.
Have you had any hard conversations, people that support the coal export projects and have maybe been hostile towards you?
No, we haven't encountered any of that. Almost everybody that's turned out has been very supportive. Most of the voices have been saying that they do not want coal going through their territory or their land, and they're hoping that they'll be able to prevail on this issue because they don't want their water supplies contaminated or their rivers or their salmon habitat.
Jewel, what would you say to the people who make their living in the mines or on the rails or potentially at the terminals themselves if they're built? There are many people who say these export terminals are needed.
The industry of burning coal itself is outdated, you know, and it adds to greenhouse gases and it has a drastic impact on global warming. And we know what it's like as Indian country to wake up one morning and don't have a job because we have the highest unemployment, underemployment, the worst poverty in the country. You know, and we suffered through it. We barely survived, but we survived. You know, and we watched the fishing industry be destroyed. We watched the timber industry go down. You know, so we know what it's like to have those economic spirals that go down and to suffer the consequences. And we feel bad for those families that are in the industry because sooner or later they have to recognize that the whole world is starting to say it's a matter of life or death for Mother Earth.
And where does your journey end, Jewel?
We're going to go up to northern Vancouver after we stop at the on our own home reservation and have some prayers. Then we're going to Cherry Point and do a water ceremony and a cleansing ceremony. Then we go up to Vancouver. We're giving the totem pole to the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. It's a small nation right at the terminus of the Kinder Morgan pipeline where tar sands oil is going to be pumped out into the ships. They're doing their best as a small nation to protect the environment, to protect the river, to protect the salmon. They know that tar sands oil will really damage the Salish Sea. You know, and we understand, you know, their pain and suffering. So we wanted to give the pole away. We don't want to keep it. We don't want to go across the country and say, pray for us, and then not share those prayers.
Jewel, thanks so much for stopping by and safe travels.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the time.